It was February 1974. At the entrance of LSU, Louisiana State University, there was a record store, my favorite store, Leisure Landing. On the turntable was a new record by an artist that I was not real familiar with, Ian Matthews. The name of the record was Some Days You Eat the Bear and Some Days the Bear Eats You. I argue that 1974 may have been musically one of the best years ever. As I heard this thing play, it's country. Well, at the time we called it alt country, alternative country. It was country rock. So I'm looking at the jacket of this record, and I see Jeff Skunk Baxter. I see David Lindley. I gotta buy this record. Some days you do eat the bear. And other days, you know, the bear eats you. It's a new episode of Leaning Toward Wisdom. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio 4.0. That's right. We're in 4.0, kids. If you're a member of the Facebook group, you've seen some photographs. If you're not, well, you're going to have to go over there to see them. I'd never heard this proverb, by the way, until I came across this record. Sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes the bear eats you. Some you win, some you lose. We've all heard that one. This vinyl record was released by Elektra Records. It was the second of Ian Matthews' two records. And some of these cats that were playing on the record that had played with Steely Dan just absolutely got my attention. I'll tell you, the record still holds up. 10 tracks on the record. It's about 34 minutes long. And it got me to thinking today about, yeah, okay, some you win, some you lose, and we've all experienced that. So I don't know. Let's kick this ball around and kind of see where it takes us. Hope all is well with you and yours. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is leaningtowardwisdom.com. Let me give you an update on the studio. We've got things kind of sort of in place. I haven't got everything fully dialed in, so please don't get too terribly critical with the sound just yet. Working on it. Don't have any big noise factors or anything going on. Just trying to figure this out. You were listening to the Shure SM7B. This is a relatively new microphone to the studio. I've had this microphone. I just haven't used it. In the past, you've been listening to different microphones, so going to kind of play around and see how things go. Got the chairs in place, got the rug in place, got the yellow curtains in place. The desk is pretty massive, and it's in place, and the nice big cabinet, the nice big red cabinet's in place. Got three of the four Ballard prints. They're up on the wall. Got a couple of the photographs on the wall. Have both Don Knotts, Barney Fife, have both autographed photos of Don Knotts, and then a few other knickknacks. Got those in place. What I don't have in place yet, and it just now dawned on me as I was kind of rehearsing all this stuff, I don't have the ladies. I don't have, I get Tweedledee and Tweedledum, they're out, but I don't have the ladies. The ladies. If you go to randycantrell.com, just go up to the navigation and find Inside the Yellow Studio, and you will see a close-up photograph of the ladies. And they, what am I thinking? See, I told you, I'm I'm getting it all together, working on it. But, you know, come on, some days you win, some days you lose. And when it comes to getting the ladies put up in the yellow studio and having them have a nice home, well, I'm losing. And as a result, so are the ladies. My coaching practice involves mostly one-on-one work. This is mostly, well, it's not mostly, it's 100% confidential. It's 100% just me and the client. And we go wherever the client needs to go. We go wherever the client wants to go. Now, let me give you a little bit of the lay of the land and some context. These are high-performing people. Well, mostly because low-performing people don't want to be coached. Now, this coaching is different. If you think of sports analogy, it's not going to hold up. In a sports analogy, a coach is telling you what to do, you know, telling you how to improve. And while there's a component of that, that really isn't what this is. What this is me helping people paint themselves into a corner where all the excuses for growth and improvement get sucked out of the room. And now as they are in the corner, metaphorically, with their back up against the wall, nowhere else to go but forward, they now look in the mirror. And now looking in themselves, try to figure out, okay, now what? Now what am I going to do? What do I want to do to move forward? And the work is, in a phrase, helping them figure that out. So it's their life. It's not my life. I'm not trying to make the decisions for them. I'm not trying to push them in a certain direction other than forward. But they set the trajectory for that. I bring that up because all of the conversations have this at this theme, this some days you eat the bear, some days the bear eats you. We look at high performers, and especially if we ascribe financial success to high performance, and we often do, even though it was interesting, I was reading an article today, Mark Cuban was talking about what he would, if he was starting over and he was going to try to become wealthy, what would he do? And he very quickly in the article, and I've read this before, this isn't new for Mr. Cuban, he has gone on record that he hit at the right time with broadcast.com. It was kind of the internet, you know, bubble before it burst. And as a result, he became a billionaire. And he says, I mean, it's just luck. It's just luck. I mean, there's no other explanation for it than luck. Was there an explanation for his prowess, which he would tell you is mostly sales? The man knows how to sell. The man knows how to market. He knows how to sell. But there are a lot of people on the planet that know how to sell, and they don't have his success. So, you know, the article really began with that, you know, some you win, some you lose, and he won, and he knows, he's grateful, and he knows that he won largely because there was this component of luck. There was this serendipity, timing, all of it. High performers that I coach understand that they don't win them all. And there's a word I'm going to use because it has come up in some private conversations a lot this week, and that word is grit. There is a grit with these high performers that, okay, some days you eat the bear, some days the bear eats you. Well, if the bear eats you, then metaphorically you could think, okay, well, game's over. But no, some you win, some you lose, game's not over. That's an inning. It's a quarter. It's a moment in time in the grand scheme of the game. And high performers regularly, I have this conversation with them as they're going through some real big challenge, and they're really, really looking for light at the end of the tunnel. And we think, well, these are blessed people. These are gifted people. These are people that just, you know, the sun is shining on them all the time. Well, that may be what you see, but that's not the reality. The reality is there's dark days. There are many dark days. These are just people who persevere. These are people who just, on those days where the bear wins, they don't call it quits. They don't give up. And that really is kind of the point today for me to just be a voice. I'm not going to keep you very long today, but to kind of be a voice of encouragement that wherever you are in your journey, whatever this chapter looks like for you, it's a chapter. Now, like with most things, there's a good and there's a bad. You can be at the top of the mountain and everything can be going swimmingly. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Love it. Relish in it. Bask in it. But don't get down when the shine starts to fade. Because it will. It will. It is just the cycle of life. I've talked about Rhonda and I are taking on increasingly a little bit more responsibility to help my father, who's 100. My mother is 91, is not doing terribly well. She's got some pretty major health challenges that my father does not. And so, you know, for the first time really in their married life, they are at different places in their physical health, which results in them being at different places physically. Forever and ever and ever until some months ago, they were able to live in their home together. And now that's been disrupted because of her failing health. And as sad as it is to see, I realize, but this isn't their life. It's this moment of their life. But thankfully, this moment, which statistically speaking is at the tail end of their life, has not been the way it's gone. I mean, for 73 years, it hasn't been the way that it's gone. And I think when we look at things in that kind of a context, it's just real easy to think, well, this chapter or the most recent chapter, okay, well, that's the story. No. Some days you eat the bear, some days the bear eats you. And if it so happens that the final story is, okay, well, on that day, the bear won, and that's the end of the story. Well, isn't that going to really be the end of everybody's story? If it comes to surviving this life, we're not going to survive this life. We don't get out of this life alive, none of us. So in that regard, you could say, I guess, metaphorically, the bear's going to win. The bear is going to win, but he's only going to win the last chapter. If that's our determination, and I will tell you that for my dad, the bear certainly hasn't. The bear's had his victories for sure, just like he has with all of us. But the bear absolutely has not won and dominated this man's life. We were talking about his father, and I think his dad died. He was in his early 90s when he died. And you're talking about a kid that was, I think he was born in Tennessee. His family moved to Arkansas, and they traveled from Arkansas to Oklahoma, which is where my dad was born, which is where I was born. And the family was in a covered wagon, and his father, you know, was on a horse riding alongside or following the covered wagon. And to think, So the man I'm speaking of would be my grandfather. So you think about that, and you think about the world we live in with AI technology and computers and the internet and all that that involves. And you think, man, it's just hard to get your head wrapped around it. It really is hard to get your head wrapped around it. And then you look at my dad's generation, and you look at especially these men who were in the military during World War II. He was. And as Tom Brokaw has dubbed them, the world's greatest generation. I'm not going to argue with that. And there's just no way that you can look back historically and say, well, you know, your generation, man, the bear sure ate you guys alive. No, not so much. I think there were not just some days that you ate the bear. There were many days that you ate the bear, and there were some days the bear ate you. And I think maybe that's my message. Can we live our lives in such a way that some days we lose, but many days we win? I can tell you I'm winning. Got a brand new studio, kind of in a brand new location. Things are coming together pretty well. I had a group coaching call, I guess it was last week, and I ended the call by asking everybody to kind of weigh in. Would you say that most of your dreams have come true? And there were a handful of people on this call, and every one of them shook their head, right? This was a Zoom call, shook their head or raised their hand, gave some affirmation, yes. And the fact they all said yes. And I said, isn't it interesting that when I think about my life, and you guys, as you're thinking about your life, and I've asked this question of everybody that I've coached over the last 15 years or so, and I've yet to get a person who said, no, most of my dreams have not been realized. Now, again, this is not an accurate sampling because keep in mind, I'm working with high performers, but it's interesting to me that no matter the position, no matter the pay, no matter the status in life, 100% of the people that I've asked this question of say, mostly I have achieved what I set out to do. Mostly I've realized the dream. And I ended the call by posing the question and the challenge, and it's one that I'm going to extend to you, what does that make you think about the limitations that we put on ourselves to make sure that the bear loses more often than not? Food for thought. My name's Randy Cantrell. The website is leaningtowardwisdom.com. Join the Facebook group. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio 4.0.